thing on. Okay, it's on. Hello, my name is Tim Brogan. Tim Brogan Trains. Yes. That makes me the top guy of the company. As you can see, it is named after me. I identified the need or problem, and I found out that the need and problem was that someone was way too lazy to move 50 pennies across 6 feet of room. So I had to build a maglev train that did that, because a lazy person wouldn't do this. I researched the need or this problem, which happened to be maglev trains, and I came up with the Shanghai maglev train. This is a train that is in Shanghai, no doubt, and it's located in China, and it runs along this really, really ugly road. This train is the fastest of its kind, and its kind is called maglev trains. But it also has the worst budget of the maglev trains because of its bad reputation. This could be due to critics and a fire that broke out. Yes, some years ago, probably in 2001, a fire broke out on this poor, poor train in the cargo hold, that's hard to say. And it looked like a bomb went through it, and it was pretty funny, actually, if you look at the pictures. So anyway, it also has not very good seatbelts, and a lot of other sad things have happened to this train, such as it runs along the really, really ugly road, which is called the Langhai Road, I think it is? I don't know. But anyway, hold on, here comes a train. Since I am also the train director, I need to tell people what's happening. Welcome to Tim Brogan Station. Please exit on your right, and have a safe trip if you're staying on the train. See you around. I developed the possible solutions by creating a prototype. This was created out of like foam board and magnets and all this other fun stuff. And it took me a while to figure it out, but I eventually did, and it worked okay. Selecting the possible solutions was really hard, because it was just really hard. I couldn't really think of what would work the best, but after trying it multiple times, I figured out that my train that I built ended up working the best. I constructed a prototype, and this is really fun because all the like fuzzy stuff from the foam board got caught on my shirts, but I ended up having to wash my own shirts, which really stunk. So this project was fun, but I had to wash my own shirts, which made it bad, which makes it okay, and it goes on and 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 on. Anyway, by designing it, I used rubber cement, hot glue, a motor, foam board, two or four magnets, a fan, some wire, and a bunch of other stuff. It's pretty cool, actually. As you can see, even the noise behind me, that is my office, and my office is really lazy, and they are talking about candy and other such things. And they do not believe that they think that they're classmates. I think I had DGDs. And it's pretty weird. Yeah, if you can hear the noise, it's all the people drinking coffee and getting happy days. I tested and evaluated the situations, and it was pretty fun. And that was the fun part, because so it went pretty fast, but it got destroyed halfway through. So then it kind of started going really, 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 slow. So yes, F1 or G2 or G1. I mean, no, we're G1. F1, F2. Either destroyed our car, and that really made me sad and mad. I pushed my train to the limit, but it still did not go as fast as I hoped. Now, this step is called communicating the solutions, and I don't know what communicating the solutions could possibly mean. Because communicating... Oh, I just found out that this is communicating the solutions. So what you're listening to right now is me communicating the solutions. Thank you, Farmer Joe. Or Farmer Josh, whatever your name is. And, yeah. So this is communicating the solutions, and I found out that I came in about second to last? Or dead last? I'm not sure. My train's very, very slow because it had the worst FOM, which made it even worse. All because of those people decided to destroy it. TPT is right now currently in the process of redesigning our train. We are using bomb-proof sides and all that other fun stuff. All right. You're right, I'm just in a classroom and I'm just a little kid, but kids have rights to dream, you know. Yes, hear that noise? That's somebody's train that's exploding.
The first step is trying
that's so cool. That's awesome. Alright, this is TBT, signing out. All around the world. All around the world.